You're listening to another ambitious EntrepreneurNetwork.com podcast, the voice for entrepreneurs and small business. Now, onto the show.
Are you frustrated and confused about how to attract new clients? Nothing you have done is working, and you're tired of waiting for the phone to ring. Imagine learning the tips and tools that will help you get noticed and booked by your ideal client, and paid what you're worth for your amazing services. Now's the time to make your dream a reality, and the Ambitious Entrepreneur Show will teach you how. Now, over to your host, Anne-Marie Cross.
Getting your message out there and becoming known as a specialist in your field, both nationally and internationally, is something that many women entrepreneurs dream about, but unfortunately continue to struggle with. Perhaps you do too. You've got a busy schedule to juggle and with limited time. So which is the best strategy to use that's going to get you the most impact? Or maybe you've been trying lots of different marketing and promotional strategies, yet without much success. Well, if you've answered yes to any of those questions, you're in for a treat, because on today's show, Pam Brosman, CEO of SheExperts.com, she's done all of the hard work for you and has researched some of the best ways that you need to be doing to market your business so you can create a profitable global brand quickly. Now, Pam's been able to grow her own profitable brand globally, and you can too by following the strategies she shares today, including the number one digital marketing strategy that's being used by multimillionaires to drive highly targeted leads into their businesses, the fastest growing digital marketing tool that allows you to market and sell 24/7. Now, your clients are just going to love this tool, and the top two digital mentoring platforms that millionaires use to take their businesses from six figures to seven figures fast, and much more. So let's welcome Pam to the show.
Hi, Anne-Marie. Thanks so much for having me.
You are doing incredible things. So I'm so thrilled that you're here to share your wisdom with us, because digital marketing and being able to leverage our digital products and so forth, particularly when talking about self-publishing and writing our own book, is incredible. And I know that you've got lots of successes to share as well. But just tell me, and of course our listeners, what is it about self-publishing that you love, and what are some of the benefits that you've seen, and perhaps even some of the clients seen as well through self-publishing?
Well, that's a very good question, Anne-Marie. I sort of fell into this self-publishing about 12 months ago. I was following, as you know, I'm a digital marketer, so I follow the trends of what was happening, and a lot of my mentors were using book marketing to drive traffic back into their business funnels. And the huge thing that was the big plus that they were talking about was that they were using Amazon, which had this huge database. Now, apparently there's about 300 million buyers. And what they mean by buyers are not people. When you go to Amazon, you don't go there to browse. People usually go to Amazon because they know what they're there to buy. And they have this one click, which means that their credit card is already on file. So no matter what they go and choose on Amazon, straight away when they say, I want this, it gets credited to their credit card. So it makes the fact that people emotively buy quickly when they see something that, yes, they want to buy, that it's a place where you want to be hanging out. And then when the Kindle book came out and they figured out, wow, now everybody, it wasn't about the Kindle. That was a loss leader. They make their money in selling the books. Then everybody started realizing, well, then I need to be putting my information up there, because Amazon's driving all the traffic there. I don't even have to do that. They're doing all the marketing.
That is so true. When you said that, I'm thinking to myself, because honestly, when I'm there searching on Amazon and I have it automatically set up with one click, you know, deliver it wirelessly, automatically. And it's true. And sometimes it's like I'm going through my statement, oh, yes, all these books. But so true.
But, you know, the other thing, Anne-Marie, is almost like the McDonald's factor, where they say, oh, the person, and when you buy something, the person who bought this also bought this.
Yes.
And so they're actually marketing you to the left and to the right.
Yeah. They do that, don't they? Yes. Yeah.
And so what people were doing is that they realized that you get a commission every time someone buys your book. And within your book, then you have, I mean, they have certain criteria about what you're allowed to do and what you're not allowed to do. But basically, you can send people to your website. So you're getting paid a commission to drive traffic to your website. So it's paid lead generation.
Thank you very much. Yeah, very. So look, just for listeners today, some people may not be familiar with the term self-publishing. Can you give a Twitter version of what is self-publishing?
Okay, self-publishing is where you are the publisher. So most people think that you have to go get an agent or get a publishing deal. Mm-hmm. And it's very, very hard. Like people can go 10, 20 years with a manuscript and most people get knocked back. In fact, I've heard now on the street that it's even harder. But when self-publishing came in, people started doing their e-books, but your e-books weren't getting out there on the same platforms as a normal book.
Okay.
So self-publishing allows you to do anything that a publisher can do with your own book.
Mm-hmm. So you're bypassing all of those people that will say, no, 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 cross out all of your innovations in your book and you have to reword it to suit them. Whereas with self-publishing, you get to write it in your style, in your voice, and share your wisdom with the world.
That is exactly right. So there's no more anyone. What gets me my back up, Anne-Marie, is when people say to someone, oh, no, sorry, I can't see anybody wanting to read that book. You know what?
And you know that you're on a bestseller then, isn't that right? Where you hear of these people that have been knocked back so many times and now, wow.
I love reading the Kindle newsletter. It comes out once a month. And in there they have stories of people who've been trying to get published, these authors. And then they were just about to give up. And then what they did, they just put it up on Kindle to see what happened. And they've gone through the roof. They've got movie deals. They've got book deals.
Wow.
Because you know what? The readers will decide whether your book's no good or not.
Of course.
Not the publisher.
An executive who's sitting in an office. Nothing against those executives. But, hey, listen, how do you know what the need is out there? And so self-publishing certainly sounds like the way to go if you've got a book inside you, yet perhaps you've been knocked back and, yeah, this is a way to get that message out there.
Most definitely. And it's a very, very powerful tool that I'm using now with marketing and offline businesses to have what we call the thump factor, to be able to give instant credibility to your knowledge and expertise. But not only that, stand out in a market where everything's sort of price-driven.
Mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
You want to take that price-driven away. You want to be the person who has a book, an international recognized author. You may become a best-selling author and then people straight away will think, wow, you know what you're talking about. I want to do my business with you.
Yeah, and that's a huge benefit to have you be known as an author. And it instantly builds that credibility factor for you. So, you know, I would know of so many entrepreneurs who would love to be able to have that thump factor and increase their credibility. Now, you talk about page flip marketing. Can you talk about that? Because that's another term, which obviously some people may not have heard of. And then also share a little bit about why businesses should start to digitize their print marketing.
Okay, well, page flip marketing, the reason why you haven't heard about it, because I made it up. And the reason why I made it up was very strategic. You know me, Anne-Marie, everything I do is strategic. Page flip basically means turning page. So it's really just a PDF, but it turns like a magazine or a real book. So it's like a digital version of what you do with a normal print magazine. And the reason why I chose page flip is I did my market research and that's what they call it. It's like a page flipping PDF.
Mm-hmm.
And when I went and did my keyword research, there was 70 to 80,000 people per month looking page flip. And I thought, well, what's the smart thing to do here? Capitalize on a keyword that's already being searched for a tool that I'm going to use.
Mm-hmm.
But then I'm just showing people how to use it as a marketing tool. So that's how I came up with page flip marketing. So what it is basically it just allows people to do whatever they're doing with print media digitally. But the power of it, Anne-Marie, is one, it's on there 24/7.
Mm-hmm.
It means that you can forward it. It means that when that person is emotively connecting to watching that video or watching or reading online what you're showing them in your magazine or your brochure or your flyer, there can be a button right there to say, if you're ready to buy this lounge suite, you know it's only going to be on offer, click now. Whereas if you're out and about shopping and you pick up a brochure and then all of a sudden you put it in your bag with the rest of your groceries, what do you think usually happens with that flyer? Do you think you share it with anybody else?
That's right.
Do you think you go back to it and then all of a sudden run onto the computer to type it in? No, you lose that emotive connection of that buy right now when that person really wants it.
Yeah, absolutely. And I know what the flip page marketing meant, but because I've, of course, gone through your course. So what I'm going to ask, Pam, is if we could put a link to your flip page marketing course as well for those people who'd like to learn a little bit more about that and start to digitize their print marketing. Because as you said, I mean, you might have a print brochure, which is fantastic, but once people have read it, it gets thrown in the bin or whatever, and they're not really likely to share that on. But if you've got a digital, you know, flip marketing brochure and you have it online 24/7, 365 days a year, someone can stumble across it, they can share it, they can comment, you know, they can send it on to their friends. So I think that's a great way to continue to boost credibility, but get the information out there to your readers.
Well, Anne-Marie, thank you very much for sharing. You know, for those people who want to learn how to do it, it's so easy. They're just going to kick themselves when they figure out. And the thing that I love telling people about it is there's no more print costs. If the print cost goes to the consumer, because from the page flip, they can just download it.
Yes.
So if they want to just print that page, they'll print that page. But otherwise, they can just forward it to a friend. But I'll give you a quick example of a girlfriend of mine who went through the course, and she has a, it's called Little Shoppers, and she has a baby clothes business, family business. And she uses it as a, she's got mummy mags, and she sends it out to the mummy market, and she sells baby clothes, but she also provides information that mothers want to know about their kids. Mm-hmm. But the thing is, if you go down to a mother's group, you know, you've got the kids all sitting around, they're playing together, the mother's group, and Mary's little boy's wearing this outfit, and Mary just says, oh, I love that outfit, where do you get it? She said, oh, I got it from mummy mags newsletter. She says, what's that? Opens up her iPhone.
Yes.
Pushes a button, forwards it to her girlfriend, and then Mary says, oh, have you seen this? I love this.
Yes.
Shows it on the iPhone. Can you see the viability that happens immediately? They're all just forwarding it to each other, and there you go. You've got people marketing your business, your products, your services. It's a no-brainer as far as I'm concerned.
Absolutely. So for those of you who are listening on our iTunes channel, you will have to get across to our show page and click through on those links to find out a bit more about it, because if you're not leveraging this in your business, you're certainly, as Pam has said, missing out on so many great opportunities to get your information into the hands of your ideal clients. So very, very important. Now, I have to congratulate you, Pam, because you've yet launched another book, and it's called Marketing for She Experts, 8 Profitable Marketing Strategies for Women Entrepreneurs. And I've got a copy and I'm loving it. So that's fantastic. But in it, you also talk about different ways that people can really market their business. And I'm just wondering, do you want to share a couple of coaching platforms that you know and that you've seen top marketers use that have enabled them to grow successful million-dollar businesses fast? Because I know our listeners would love to know more about that.
I'd love to do that. Well, it took me only 10 days to write this book. But I have to be honest with you, I did 6 months market research, because what I wanted to do was, people were just learning all this information from stuff from 2 years ago, not stuff that's working right now.
Right.
So I wanted to show people what was working right now. And the two top platforms for especially the women's market, using webinars and teleseminars.
Yes.
So from a perspective of the women, the teleseminars are definitely more popular because they can listen while they're multitasking. So they might be doing the ironing if they're at home, or they might be downloading that recording and going for a power walk and listening to that information. But it also is that platform that has a lot of interaction. Women like to hang out with other women that are interested in the same stuff. So they get all these people onto the one teleseminar. They can interact in the chat or while they're on the teleseminar. And then it is a very relaxed environment to be able to guide three people through to a call to action at the end, where people don't feel like they're being sold to.
Yes.
You know, it can be that interview style. It can be you can teach a subject or more information and just say, obviously, in this time that we have, I can only share one or two strategies. But if you'd like to learn the whole 6 strategies that I talk about in this hour we have together, then you can find out more information on the link below.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So as a marketing tool, it is built from my area in the marketing space six and seven figure businesses so fast.
Yeah, and I'd have to agree too. I mean, I'm using webinars and teleseminars in my business too, and I found that the clients who are going through my programs also say, great webinar, can we also have it in audio so we can download it to our iPods? Because absolutely, people can then take your information as they're walking, as they're driving, and I do that too. I take my iPad, plug it in, you know, to the USB in the car, and I'll listen to a lesson or something like that from my coach. So an incredible way to build your business, webinars and teleseminars.
Well, you've got two different groups, Anne-Marie. Some people are very visual. Like, I'm a visual person. I very rarely listen, whereas my husband, he's a listener. He does what you does. He does a lot of driving, so he likes to listen to his mentors while he's driving in the car.
Yes.
Whereas me, I'm a very visual person. I like to see what they're showing me. I want to see the example of how to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm a more webinar type
person. Yes.
So you just find out which modality that your target market likes and use that one.
Yeah.
And the good thing is, even if you do a webinar, that you can download the audio and provide the audio as well.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, there's software now that you can just convert it and it becomes an audio, so you can provide both those mediums to cover all sorts of people, because I'm visual too. However, because of the podcast, of course, and a lot of phone coaching, my audio communication has increased. So, but yes. I can certainly agree with that. Great ways to build your business. Now, I know that as ambitious entrepreneurs, we're always looking at generating more leads, generating more traffic, which hopefully then becomes into paying clients. Now, I know you talk about the lending library. Why should businesses be writing a book in 2013 and then obviously leveraging the lending library?
Well, I have to say, Anne-Marie, I am in love with the lending library. And I made the biggest mistake of all. I avoided the lending library because it was pure ignorance. It only launched. Amazon has this thing called the lending library, and it launched in about a year ago. It'll be November. It launched last year. And I had just about finished my book when they launched this thing. And I thought, well, what's this thing? And what it is it's like a library that you have at your local library. You pay.
And it's online.
It's online.
Wow.
So you pay about $75, I think, approximately a year. And up until last week, it was only available in Canada and the US. But what it means for that $75 a year, once a month, you can borrow a book for free, whether it's the new best-selling book, whatever, you can borrow one book for free. So people were loving this. But with the lending library, you have a choice as an author to put your book in there, where there's these huge amount of people borrowing books. And as part of that lending library, they have a pool fund. And this pool fund was about $600,000 a month. And depending on how many times your book got borrowed in that month, you would get a share of the pie.
Wow.
And now, actually this week, they just opened it up in Germany and France. So that means there's more people in there borrowing. And then they've just opened it up in Japan. So you now have all these people who are thinking, oh, Christmas, I want to go and do some downloads. If your book is in there and all these people don't start downloading
yes.
their book because it's brand new to them, you know, it's like a kid in a candy store that's never been in there before, they're going to be doing all these downloads. If your book's there to be downloaded, then there's some serious, and they just increased it to 700K to celebrate
wow.
per month.
Yes.
So what I'm saying is it's an opportunity for you to have a residual income, but to get global exposure from all these people, because you have your information in there, and it's another lead generation and traffic generation. And they have this thing called the lending library where you get 5 promotional days a month.
Okay.
Where, your book on Amazon is free, as well as the lending library. And the more your book gets downloaded for free, the higher you get ranked.
Oh, okay.
After the 5 days are finished, you go back to being a paid book.
Mm-hmm.
But you're now at number one.
Yes.
And so everybody's seeing your book, and everybody says, well, if it's at number one, it must be a great book.
Yeah.
So that turns into buyers.
That's incredible.
It's fabulous. I got 13,000 downloads when I did mine, and it took me 6 months to figure this out, and I just slapped myself thinking, what are you doing? 13,000 in 5 days.
Didn't
even get that in 6 months. It was amazing.
So with all the authors then in the lending library, do you have to put your hand up and say, look, I'd like to be considered, or are you automatically given a spot where you will become part of that promotion?
You choose. Now, there's some rules and regulations. If you put your book in the lending library, then you cannot have your book, just the PDF version of your book, anywhere else. You're pretty much giving Amazon sole rights to the PDF. You will still have your paying book out there.
Yes.
But you can't go and put it on Barnes & Noble, and you can't go and sell it from your website. So you're actually giving them permission, and all you do is tick a box. So it's by choice that you go in. And then at any time you can go out. So you might actually do it as a marketing leverage. You might go in there for 3 months.
Yes.
And then find out that, it's been there for a while, so it's quietened and down, so you're not getting any more borrowers anymore. So you take it out and then you go start selling from your website.
Mm-hmm.
So you just use it as a leverage tool, and then maybe 2 months later you go back in again.
Oh, okay. So that you have those options then to be able to do that. Once you've locked in, you're not locked in for life,
no,
sort of thing.
No, you lock in. I think when you lock in, you're locked in for 90 days. But then if you don't want it to roll over, then you untick it. And when that 90 days are up, you don't roll over and you're out. You can do whatever you like.
Ah, yes. Yeah. But, I mean, what an amazing tool. I mean, to be able to be in sort of like partnership with Amazon. I mean, everybody knows Amazon, don't they? So
yeah.
I think it's a fantastic way just to be able to do that. As you said, to get your book onto number one, fantastic.
Yes. The other thing is once you start getting up closer to number one or in the top 100.
Yes.
Then Amazon starts marketing you. So it starts saying, oh, people who bought this bought that, or have you seen this book? This is really popular that month. And you get shown on Amazon's pages,
mm-hmm.
which gives you huge exposure.
Yeah, I can
imagine. So you're no longer the needle in the haystack.
Yeah. And let's face it, did you say 13,000 downloads?
Yes.
That's 13,000.
I took it off because I had five and I thought, oh, I'll just play with 3 days. And then I lost my momentum. I wish I'd done the five. Because my girlfriend did the five and she got 21,000.
Wow. I was going to say, still 13,000 people now that have your book in their hands. You know, they're reading your content. They now know about Pam Brosnan. I mean, that's just incredible.
10 books this summer.
Yes. Wow.
Yeah. My next one's a children's book. I'm having a little bit of fun here. I'm doing a children's book, and I'm also doing a book with my son who's 8 years old, and he's going to earn some pocket money writing his own children's book.
I mean, that is incredible, because I remember, I don't know how long it was ago, Pam, but you said, oh, I don't like writing because you're known for the videos. And yet now look at you. I mean, published author and, oh, my goodness, rocking out all these books. And, of course, at the end of the show, we'll give people the link to your website, because I know now that you support people who have a book inside them that have been struggling to get it out, so you support them in doing that. So we'll certainly share that a little bit later on. But just before we close up, I wanted to ask you, what do you think are the three core strategies that you believe businesses and entrepreneurs need to focus on next year? Because we're getting to the end of 2012 and starting to think about what are some of the things that we need to start doing in 2013 to really get known out there in the marketplace.
Well, that's a very good question, and I love to follow what's happening in the US, and I love to bring it here to Australia because they're just that little bit ahead. So I would say the core things that people need to seriously think about is going digital.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody is accessing their information via either their mobile phone, via their tablets, or via their computer. So if you are not going digital, then you're really leaving so much money on the table. So when I talk digital, I think about maybe doing a digital book. Even if you don't want to do the thump factor and do the print on demand, just put it on Kindle. You can put it up on Kindle in 2 days and use that to create a global brand.
Mm-hmm.
It's great credibility, great positioning tool, and you'll be able to put on the bottom of your signature that you're an international best-selling published author.
Yes.
Huge. So book, I would say. I would also start thinking about how you can digitize maybe some of your marketing. Whether you do page flip or use other forms of digital brochures, flyers, catalogs, and then change the behavior of your clients. When you send out your brochure, have a link to the actual digital version.
Mm-hmm.
And see if they actually start signing up to get the digital version on a regular basis and change the behavior.
Yes.
And then you'll find that you don't have to spend as much money on print because most of your people are accessing it digitally.
Yeah.
So that's another one. And the third one is you have to use video. We've been using video for 4 years now. Video is not going away. Do not be scared of video. It's very, very powerful tool. You don't always have to be in front of the camera. And now with the iPhone, I think 5 being, HD quality in video, my girlfriend, she's created her whole product with her iPhone.
Incredible. Well, I've just got an iPhone 5 and I've done your video course and I can highly recommend that as well. So I'll have to start playing with the iPhone 5, I think. We only learned just last night that it can do panoramic photos as well. So, isn't this a technology just incredible? I mean, as you were saying here, we need to start leveraging these technologies in our business because it really is a fantastic way to build credibility and exposure for your business.
But it's fun, Anne-Marie. This is what I'm trying to teach people. People are scared of it.
Yeah.
And then we have people who come and do our video course, and I tell you what, they're fighting for the camera by the end of the 3 days because they get past that fear and realise, you know what, this is actually a bit of fun.
Yeah, absolutely.
So have fun with it. That's what we tell people to do. I just did a video last week for my blog, and I'm wearing my hat because I'm going to the Melbourne Cup. So I'm wearing my hat, and people are looking at me and saying, Pam, you're dorky. What are you doing? But I love it. You know, I can be me, I can be quirky, and you can be natural, and you can market without even being seen to sell.
Yeah, absolutely. And building the relationships with your listeners, your viewers is just so important. And I think all of those ways you've mentioned is fundamental in getting out there and building those relationships.
The big word is leverage. It's highly leveraged and the most cost-effective way to reach a wider market and open yourself up to not just being local or regional, but global.
Yes.
Think bigger is what I tell people to do. Think global.
Yeah, I love it. Love it. So, okay, Pam, we promise to share with people how they can get in contact with you. What's the best way that they can reach out to you?
Well, if they want to come and hang out with me, they can come and visit me at sheexperts.com. And if they're interested in learning how to write their own book, I'm actually running a course in February. The one's just finished this week, actually. And you'll have a link for them, I think, but I believe, Anne-Marie.
Yeah, absolutely.
If they want to write a book, and they can find more about that on Digital Authors Academy. Or just come and look for me, Pam Brosman, out there on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn. I'm all under my name, Pam Brosman, and I'd love to say hello and meet some of your listeners. That would be great.
Fantastic. And, of course, as Pam was saying, if you're listening via our iTunes channel or someone's forwarded you this link, I encourage you to go back to our show page because we will have listed below the show blurb all of the details that you can get in contact with Pam, and also an opportunity to comment and like and share, because what Pam's shared today is just so important, and I encourage you to take action. But let us know, leave a comment below, what action are you going to take to help you leverage some of the things that Pam mentioned on today's show in 2013. We really want to hear from you. There's other ways that you can also comment and connect with us. Our Twitter handle is @TheAmbitiousPod, and we're over on Facebook as well, The Ambitious Entrepreneur Show. So reach on out, let us know what you think of today's show, let us know what you're going to be working on in 2013, and of course, importantly, reach out to Pam because she's an expert in all of these areas that she spoke about today. She's been doing it herself, been doing it extraordinarily well, and she can certainly help you in 2013 leverage all these incredible fun tools as well. Once again, Pam, thanks for coming on the show. I always enjoy catching up with you because you're a woman after my own heart, doing lots of different things and in the digital space and just doing amazingly well.
Well, thank you so much for having me. It's been a great pleasure, and I look forward to finding out how your listeners are digitizing their knowledge and expertise in the new year.
Great. As a business coach and marketing mentor for ambitious entrepreneurs, one of the things I like to do on every show is to share an inspirational tip. And today's inspirational tip is, you can't solve a problem with the same mentality that got you into it. And it's by Einstein, and I love this quote. And one of the things that I often say to my clients is, rather than focusing on the problems, it's important to focus on the solutions. Because so many people get stuck in the problems, they're focusing on the challenges, the issues, and they're going around and around in a circle, unable to get their way clear. Now, if you're struggling with a problem or an issue in your business, and you've tried to look at it lots of different ways, yet you're still not seeing any way forward, then why don't you sign up for one of my free Biz Breakthrough Strategy sessions, where we'll have a look at what's going on in your business, we'll identify the gaps, and we'll help you put together a framework to get you moving and out of stuck into unstoppable. All you need to do is go to bit.ly, that's bit.ly/breakthrough session, and apply for one of those Biz Breakthrough Strategies there. Once again, that link is bit.ly/breakthrough session. Melbourne. Look forward to speaking with you soon. Bye for now.
You've been listening to The Ambitious Entrepreneur Show. Do you want to promote your business to tens of thousands of other ambitious entrepreneurs, both nationally and internationally? I invite you to reach out and learn more about our customised sponsorship packages by emailing beasponsor@ambitiousentrepreneurnetwork.com. That's beasponsor@ambitiousentrepreneurnetwork.com, and we'll send you out further details.